Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and this is our daily visit with Derek Gould, and we have the chance to talk it over with Derek, the beat writer of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and this is brought to you by Lordo's Diamonds, and they're located in the heart of Ladue, and we're going to, well, just dive right into it, and what has been a lack of offense for the St. Louis Cardinals, and Derek, the Cardinals nearly became the 31st team in Major League Baseball to be no-hit yesterday by the Marlins in spring training baseball. What's your take right now on what's happening with the Cardinals' offense?
Well, can I say happy birthday, Dan?
It means so much to me from you.
I mean, you know, 39 years young. You're really, I mean.
I've been stuck on 39 for a while now.
You have turned back the clock.
Well, I appreciate it.
And it's an honor to be a part of your birthday broadcast here.
Thank you very much. Special Scoops edition on the birthday turn back the clock edition.
Did I just scoop people on your birthday?
You didn't scoop them, but, you know, this is a really emotional time for me here in Jupiter to be with you.
Yeah. I didn't bring a cake.
Well, I'll tell you what. I go back and I think of you and I. I'm serious. I remember, you know, when I think about when you and I covered hockey, and I'm dead serious. We'll get into the baseball here in just a second. I think of you and I standing next to Joel Quenneville. I don't know why I remember this, but I remember standing there, and I remember it vividly, covering the Blues, Joel Quenneville, me standing to your left, you holding a notepad and your recorder, I'm holding a Fox Sports Midwest microphone, the cameraman, and my eyes, for people that are listening, are closed. Mm-hmm. Cameraman's kind of between us, but behind us, and Joel, sleeves rolled up, stench of popcorn on his breath, and probably a cigar, and Derek, Danny, how you doing? And he's talking, and we're in Edmonton, and it is freezing cold, and they won and lead Reed Lowe had beaten the crap out of somebody and scored a goal or something. And us talking to him
like on a wrister.
Yes. Yeah. And you asking the nuances of of a goal from Reed Lowe and me wondering, what the hell am I doing here? I remember this. And why I remember that, I don't know why, but I remember it vividly. And now here we are on my birthday talking about ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and a lack of offense for the Cardinals.
I remember a lot of times in Edmonton with you, including that one.
Do you remember it?
I do, because of the Reed Lowe, and because of that whole trip in general. It may have been I don't think it was my first trip to Edmonton. I think it was my second trip. But it was one where I was stranded, so I also had to get a ride back. I don't remember why I was stranded. It's entirely possible that it was so cold my rental car died.
I do remember that too.
And I think that was what it was. And so I had to get a ride back, but I didn't stay at the team hotel.
Right.
And so but the ride was only back to the team hotel, and then I had to figure out, am I going to walk and just basically freeze or not? And then there was a pub there called the Sherlock Holmes that I enjoyed going to.
We both did.
Yeah, I enjoyed that place, and so I would go there.
I like to gamble there too a lot.
I did not. I didn't do that. I do remember one night, and it was not that same night, I don't think, but there was a definite, why are we out so late, and are those Russian oligarchs over there? I'm pretty sure they are. Edmonton was an odd place, but covering hockey was fascinating. It's a lot different than covering baseball, partially because, like, the NHL credential, I was always amazed at, like, it didn't just get you into hockey rinks. It also, like, Sherlock Holmes would stay open a little bit later.
Well, in Canada, you were...
Oh my gosh! It was the Willy Wonka golden ticket.
You were a superstar with the media.
It was amazing.
Wow! There's Dan and Derek. Boys, come on in.
It doesn't happen in Milwaukee.
No, you're scum.
Yeah,
we're scum.
And
that's okay.
And I'm kind of Wisconsin. I got Wisconsin family. You'd think they'd like me a little bit
more,
but no. So back to the offense.
Where there's lack of offense in hockey and there's lack of offense in baseball.
Very much so.
Lack of offense right now in baseball.
There's a lot of swings and misses in both sports.
Yeah.
You know, so the Cardinals are nearly no hit. The Miami Marlins, three different Marlins pitchers, Richard being the best of them.
Yeah.
Boy,
he was
kid.
Good, huh?
With that he was change really up? Good. That changeup is filthy. And I wanted to write carefully. Here's like behind the scenes. It's because I didn't want to take away from his performance. He pitched really good. And on any day, a guy who's pitching really good deserves the credit and is going to own the opposing team. And that's fine. Let's not take away from his performance. But within the larger tapestry of what's going on here, it really was, you know, peak spring Cardinals. They have struggled to find themselves offensively. And, you know, part of that is Florida. I mean, look, Roger Dean Stadium, written it many times. I think most people recognize it. It's a hard place to hit in spring. It's a hard place to judge hitting prospects all year long.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Colton Wong and Matt Adams and Oscar Tavares skipped this level. And, yes, it has to do with how talented they are, but it also has to do with the Cardinals didn't want to see their offensive prospects swallowed whole by this place. It's one of the reasons why Dylan Carlson last year has these, like, batting line that most people go, well, why is that such a big deal? Because it's a huge deal here to produce like that. So keep that in mind. So the Cardinals are low in slugging, low in runs, low in average. They're last place and all those things. And part of that is the ballpark. But behind those numbers, there are other things that you go offensively and go, yeah, this isn't just right. Mm-hmm. There's just something that's off. And so I took a deep dive into kind of the stats, but also the approaches and sort of what Jeff Albert, the hitting coach, is teaching them. And what are we seeing that isn't working? What are we seeing that isn't working now that they're trying to get work and might be related? And then elements of, like, just what's not working. You know, Cardinals have by far the most flyouts in spring training. And number two is Houston. But compared to other National League Central teams, they have 40 more flyouts. They have the equivalent of 14 innings of flyouts more. Okay, so that is part of the ballpark. Because you have a hit like Tyler O'Neill had, which was just destroyed, and
yesterday,
as a fly ball.
Yeah. I thought it was a home run.
I thought it was a home run, too. In a lot of ballparks, any other ballpark, it's a home run, right?
Right.
Any Major League Baseball regular season ballpark, that's a home run to dead center field. I think we can say that confidently. It's high exit velocity, right range. I mean, that's a home run. But, you know, part of it, too, is approach. You know, Jeff Albert talks about line drives. So there is a launch angle, contact and launch angle. And contact and line drive. So there is a launch angle aspect to that. And part of finding that right line drive launch angle is sometimes being off. But when you miss up, because that's where damage happens. Don't miss down. So we're seeing that, right? And Schilt told me, he's like, that's an eyelash difference between a line drive and a fly ball. All things being equal, they'd rather have this many fly balls, especially that many more than the other division team. The other part of it is they're just not walking.
Yeah,
they're one of two teams that they're one of two teams that have 70 or fewer walks and 200 or more strikeouts. I think, and in talking, they're not going to come right out and say this, but I get your thought. I think part of that is I know part of it is adapting to Albert's approach, but I think some of it is we're seeing guys. Dexter Fowler is a good example of this, who would normally be taking walks, not trying to find out what they can do with that pitch today so that they know to ignore it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think we see a lot of contact approaches from guys who aren't going to be contact hitters.
Yeah. I would encourage folks, and this is a gratuitous plug, but I would encourage folks to listen to Mondays with Mo, which was recorded earlier today. And I asked John about the, you know, the lack of offense. And he said, you are seeing, to your point, guys that are working on things right now that maybe in the regular season, the approach might be a little bit different.
Yeah, Fowler stands out to me.
Yeah. And, but on a separate note, and this was not covered with John, but, you know, I'm seeing guys a little bit off balance. Notable to me is Ozuna.
Oh, absolutely. And Bader.
Yeah. Very much. That's just me. That's my, you know, in talking with people, too. I'm just seeing them a little bit off balance.
Yeah. I thought it was really interesting yesterday, Bader. You know, they're shifting on him. You know, why a team that's seen him a lot in spring – You know, and I'd like to know the answer. And I wish I could go. I wish I had the ability to go to two places, because I would have liked to have gone to the Miami side yesterday, yeah, and ask, like, are you guys working on shifting, or is there something to this?
They shifted a lot.
They shifted a lot. So I wonder if they were just working on it. Like, here, here's a right-handed batter. Here's what we might do for a right-handed batter, right? But, I mean, the whole right side of the infield was open with a runner on first base. So it was like clearly like they're like, well, we're not going to turn a double play on Bader because of his speed. So we're going to play the odds and get the out, right? I mean, isn't that what that says?
Sure.
Okay. So why isn't he taking the hit? Like, why isn't he taking the – I mean, he should be able to bunt, right? That's his game. And you had a reliever who wasn't coming off the mound all that great. The first baseman was covering first, was holding the runner on. There was the Grand Canyon out there. And I don't know. I talked to Schilt about that. I said, why don't you want him to just take what's offered to him? And he said, yes, yeah, yep. Yeah. And so this morning, you know, sure enough, out on one of the fields, there was Harrison Bader with Pop Warner working on bunting. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know. It's hard to know in spring training. Like, is Bader he sees what's going on. So he's got to go, well, I could do this, but it's spring training, so I'm not going to do that. In the regular season, I would imagine, you know, they're going to stop him and say, hey, you know, take the hit. But here they'll work through things. I think that's the balance that we're at. Also, one other quick part about this offense, Dan, is we haven't seen the full lineup together. We're supposed to see it on Sunday. Matt Carpenter had the sore back, so we haven't seen that yet. That too has been by design.
Yeah.
And we'll see how this plays out, is this notion of getting the at-bats they need. And Schilt told me in his office, he said, I don't want these guys to leave spring with anything less than a full tank of gas. I found that very interesting.
Today, game on at noon, Hudson goes the fifth spot. Hudson, Gant, how do you think it plays out?
Well, Hudson has it in his hands to seize it. That's how I think this plays.
Yeah.
John Gant has pitched all right. He's pitched well enough to make the team, which he's going to because he's out of options, but he hasn't coasted. But there's so many pitches. You know, we didn't see any walks from him, but so many full counts. And it's like, where's that put away pitch?
Agreed.
Dakota Hudson has that put away pitch. Dakota Hudson has that efficiency. Dakota Hudson is developing a changeup and kind of dinged around a little bit as he learned to use it. But I think it's Hudson's to lose.
Thank you. We'll catch up on the off day tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Dan. It's a pleasure.
Thanks, Derek. We've got the game on Fox Sports Midwest today at noon.